In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
And many more.
Steve Newell.
G'day, gang. Oh, the rain's really coming down. It's a good night for watching things.
True. Coming up on the couch and watching NZ Popstars.
Could do that, yeah. It's night three of Popstars is tonight.
How many bong rips do I need before I start watching Popstars? I'm thinking three. Depending on your chamber.
Well, there's a few variables there, but I think you're probably on the right track, is my...
I fucking love Kimbra. Look, anything Kimbra, I think she's awesome. So hopefully she's doing a good job at this pop star thing. Is she telling everyone how to be a pop star?
We haven't quite got to that phase yet. We're still in the audition phase, which is my least favourite part of a show like this.
A lot of
we're
shit
not
to
really
wade through.
Cruel enough in New Zealand to show the absolute shockers.
Well,
are we?
We're about to be, John.
We're going to get there.
We're about to be cruel enough.
I mean, not on this show, but in the future.
Anyway, I got to go to the bathroom. Man.
So we've had two nights of auditions at the Civic. The show is going to other locations in New Zealand now, and it's not until episode four next week that really the kind of shape of the contestants will be evident. And then I think that's the stuff that will then become more interesting, either because you buy into it or because you don't, which is the kind of crafting of the material and the attempt to mold these people into
the talent might rise to the top,
called.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And I think that, look, I mean, I'm not at all that interested in the show until they start doing the things that aren't just, hi, I'm blah, blah, blah from blah, 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 and here's my song.
Is there a Simon character?
I don't know yet. So if you haven't been watching Popstars, the performers or the aspiring performers laying it all on the line for Kimbra, Nathan King from Zed, and Vince Harder. There's not a mean bone in the body of either of any of those people.
There's your problem.
Is this
there.
For a record deal, like with Warner
it's
Music
for $100,000.
Oh, wow.
New Zealand dollars?
I believe it is New Zealand dollars.
Not really much of a record deal then, is it?
And as I understand it, the last kind of tier of finalists will all release singles. Mm-hmm. I kind of wonder about... You know how
Ben Lummis is doing.
How useful this sort of project is in the modern era. Like obviously, blah blah blah, social media, blah blah.
You got your YouTube
artists, organic development, blah blah. But just from the standpoint of thinking about how many True Bliss CDs I put into jewel cases when I worked at ECM St. Luke's when that happened, like they made a shit ton of money. They generated a shit ton of income
they
anyway.
Didn't really sort that out.
And it'll be interesting to see, what kind of a return would actually come from putting out a single from a TV act.
So Auckland's done its thing, and you're saying not that mint, which is a little bit scary. Where do you think New Plymouth's going to find the talent?
Where's the
talent?
I don't think not that mint, although there wasn't really a lot that went, follow this artist on Facebook and go to all of their gigs. But it's just really hard to discern when people are rocking up with their original material and performing it nervously on a kind of, in a TV environment.
They all need a bit of polish, don't they?
Yeah.
And, that's the point, I think.
And frankly, at this point in time, haven't we seen people auditioning to become musicians heaps of times before? Like, this is...
Benny Tippany.
This is not the entertaining part, in my humble opinion. But we'll get to that from next week. I've seen a couple of snippets from upcoming episodes, including... the odd phone call placed to someone to tell them that they have made the cut.
And you're in the All Blacks.
That's kind of when it gets a little bit more adorable.
Will there be guest appearances by Michael Murphy's new band, written by Wolves, or anything like that?
Well,
I've done my research for this segment.
Are they ghostwriting?
Well, you know how they go. Look, this is what they're doing now. Check this kick-ass thing out.
I'm sure. Well, it was nice to see Peter Ehrlich in the first episode for.
It's always nice
cameo,
to see Peter Ehrlich. He's one of those people. He's kind of
always a pleasure.
I'm never upset to
man
see
about Peter. Town. Man about town.
Really is.
Now, one of the other interesting things about Popstars was TVNZ tried the unconventional technique on Monday of airing the show at the same time on both TVNZ 1 and 2. Yeah, exactly.
What?
Exactly.
Just got a text in saying, lift your standards, lads. So if you We could just keep talking about pop stars. That would make me very happy.
Sure.
Okay.
So they decided
Wait,
that
I think Predator 2 is showing on.
No, what about the scene where they go
Predators?
You know what I mean? Sorry, Steve.
Now, that's a very unconventional strategy to air a TV show.
Yes.
And clearly it was to try and make sure
how many people did
everyone
it piss off?
Watched it.
Every single person watching television at night?
There have been some complaints, yes. Yeah. But the numbers tell the story on this one. 774,000 people watched the first episode.
Mm.
That was spread across maybe about three quarters of those were on TVNZ1, so like 540,000 odd. Normally on TVNZ1, the shows they bumped were Fair Go and The Casketeers, which are two fairly flagship shows for TVNZ.
Fair Go's like not going to see your grandparents, even your parents have asked you to.
Yeah. Yeah, so there are 100,000 people down from what they normally would be from Fair Go.
That's that's a Fair Go episode
say,
in itself.
There we go. Who watches The Watchmen?
This is a prayer.
It's a good pitch. It's a good, really good pitch there, actually, Cam. Quick, fire that off.
Where do you get these analytics from? Is it just because you're the film guy? You know a guy out the back and you give him like a burrito?
Oh, just the news, eh?
Okay.
So anyway, unsuccessful experiment, I think you could probably call that.
Mm.
And let's see what happens.
What's the plan with TV? Are they freaking out about the internet or are they just still kind of like, don't worry about
it? I seem to keep making a bunch of it, eh?
They really do.
Well, TVNZ On Demand has got a bunch of wonderful content as far as music docos.
It's because they use
like
the word
that.
Demand.
And
people
I think I've smacked this drum before, but if you haven't watched Joe Pera on TVNZ On Demand, you are missing out.
Far out.
That's
nobody
what
wants
you should
to miss
go
out.
For a, go for a hunt for. Anyway, look, I don't think the show is going to be amazing, but I'm looking forward to seeing what it tries to do and just, you know.
You're talking about Watchmen, right?
What pop stars does to try and pull the curtain back on the music industry in 2021. Like, it's not going to do that.
Mm.
But it'll be interesting to see how it tries.
Anything else good on the old box?
Yeah, there's a film coming to Netflix tonight called Love and Monsters, which is possibly the most generic title of the year.
Beauty and the Beast, okay.
Could call it that. This is a PG-13... post-monster-apocalypse action comedy.
Taylor's
sounds like a
time.
Classic runaway from monsters type film.
It kind of is, but you know what? This movie's been made with a lot of care and attention, and I enjoyed it a heck of a lot more than I thought. And, you know, not to encourage your bong rip behavior, Cam, but it might align quite closely with this film. It's set like 7 or so years after an asteroid's come at the Earth. The nations of our fair planet have come together. They've nuked the shit out of an asteroid coming to the Earth. But as all the particle matter reaches our planet, it had the unfortunate side effect of turning all the cold-blooded creatures of the Earth into giant monsters. And people live in bunkers. And one dude, Dylan O'Brien, who's from Maze Runner, yes, this is kind of reminiscent of other young adult post-apocalyptic things. Sets off to find his ex-girlfriend, who lives in another bunker. So generic,
kind of like
but
fifth
but
wave,
this is made with
of.
This is made with care and love. The
what does that mean? What do you mean when you say that?
The creature creations are awesome. It's got good jokes. It's well written. It's derivative in terms of, like, it seems like it ticks a lot of boxes. But not once did I go, this film's copying from X, Y, and Z. It's a little bit Zombieland in parts, though, I've got to say.
Just the jokes.
Oh, just a character turns up. It's like, oh, it's basically Woody Harrelson from Zombieland.
Bill Murray in it.
But I enjoyed this right the way through. It's got great visual and practical effects. The monsters are awesome. And for a PG-13, there's enough kind of goop in it to actually still make it decent for grown-ups. Yeah, I had a good time watching this. And it's been nominated for an Academy Award.
Far out.
For Best Visual Effects. So not for any of the other categories. Though, let's just be honest. That's on Netflix tonight, and yeah, that's a good one for a rainy night in and a couple of bong rips.
So back to pop stars. Where are they going next?
They are in Christchurch.
I think we should talk about pop stars every week.
Christchurch, Wellington. We can check in on this, especially if we've been told to raise our standards.
100. Definitely. I think that's always when I like to dig in the most.
Definitely some talent, but I mean, how many singer songwriters can you take? In one episode.
Would you
of
rather there was a singer and a songwriter, sort of Garfunkel Simon thing?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. He didn't take long to think about that. That's what he likes. Want one to be a teacher and want to be a dick. And that's it. Sorry, guys. Bridge over troubled water in that.
Wow. That took a turn. Well, I'll see you next week for pop stars in that.
Indeed.
Thanks, Lee.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.